Today's shir is Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Beis or Mebeis at the Gemara. Our Mishnah taught us that during Chol HaMoed, we don't take the Dal Minim on Shabbos. And that's the Gemara, Amai. Why is that the halacha that it's that taking the Dal Minim on Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, is not allowed? Tilta Ba'amahu. There's no Issa Deraisa involved in taking the lulav on Shabbos, and therefore for litchi Shabbos, we should have the ability to take the lulav on Shabbos, because even though we know, as we're going to learn in today's shiur, that under certain circumstances Chazal do have the ability to say something which the Torah says is allowed should not be done, but that's only typically done, explains Daruch HaNer in explaining Rashi's opinion, when it involves protecting an Issa D'Raisa. So Chazal said that even though the halacha is that it should be done, lulav, if there's a din to take it on Shabbos, however, there, if it's a question of protecting a mitzvah D'Raisa, the Torah says, assume Mishmer, the Pasuk says Vishamru is Mishmarati, the Torah says Vishmarati is Mishmarati, and the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Chaf Alpha and Aleph teaches us that the Pasuk is coming to teach Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarati. But in our case, as we just explained, moving a lulav and Shabbos doesn't involve protecting a Daraisa. At best, it involves protecting the Rabbanon of Muksa, etc. So there should be no reason that we shouldn't be allowed to take the Dal Minim on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba. The reason we're concerned is not because we are concerned that if we're going to allow the lulav to be taken on Shabbos, so we will come to violate an Issa D'Raisa. And the reason is, Shem Yitlena B'Yodai, he may carry the lulav, V'yelech Eitzabaki Lomid, and he'll carry it to learn how to make the brachas arba amos brishus rabim for dal amos brishus rabim, and therefore Rashi says we're concerned he's going to want to go learn how to do the nanuim. He's going to want to go learn how to make the brachas, and therefore we Chazal made a gzeira that it may not be taken on Shabbos. And as the Pnei Yeshua explains what Rashi means to say, the Pnei Yeshua says that what the Gemara means to say is, since the lulav is not a mitzvah that happens so often, and as we've been learning in our Masechta, there are many details involved in taking the lulav properly. And that's why Chazal was so concerned that person will make a mistake and do it the wrong way. But then many Achronim ask a question based on the Gemara we learned in our previous year, based on what we learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara taught us that Rabbi Yossi says that if somebody was an Oisik B'dvar Mitzvah, he was involved in doing a mitzvah, but he didn't perform the mitzvah properly, so he's potter. Because Tar B'dvar Mitzvah, if somebody did do it the wrong way, the halacha is, since he was so involved in doing a mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi says it's potter. So here also, asked the Chassam Sofer, this individual is so anxious to do the mitzvah, he'll end up, that's why he went on Shabbos and forgetting himself and carried the lulav to go find out what should be done. So why would we consider him Mechal Shabbos? Didn't we have what we just explained? So Chassam Sofer says, Rabbi Yossi's point of a Tabit Va'mitzvah we're lenient with, is only if he's involved in the actual mitzvah. As we just explained, the concern in our Gemara that Rashi pointed out is not that he's going to make a mistake in the actual performance of the mitzvah, or is it a desire to perform the mitzvah he's going to come to carry. It's only to learn how to do nanuim, only to learn how to make the bracha. That's not where Rabbi Yossi would be lenient. And comments the Gemara behind the time of the Shofar, and that's the reason why the Shofar is not blown on Shabbos, and behind the time of the Megillah, and that's why we don't read the Megillah of Purim falls out on Shabbos. So the Rashi already asks, the Gemara says we're concerned, V'yavirena abba am shpishas rabim, that you may come to carry it al am shpishas rabim. So Rashi asks, why is the Gemara only focused on the concern that when it carried the lulav, dalar am shpishas rabim? Why are we not concerned that he's going to carry it from a shesayocha to a shesarabim? And the Miri actually says that, of course, both concerns are in the Gemara. Both the concern that you're going to carry from Shesayach to Shesarabim, and also the concern that you're going to carry Dalam from Shesarabim. Just, however, as we know, the Gemara style is always to be as concise as possible. So Gemara only spoke about the Dalam from Shesarabim. But of course, says the Miri, the Gemara is equally concerned about taking it from Shesarabim to Shesarabim. The Rashi, however, says, it's much more likely that one would violate the Isser of carrying Dalar Amos from Shusarabim than carrying from Shusayach to Shusarabim. Because many situations that we think we're carrying from Shusayach to Shusarabim are really not Shusayach to Shusarabim. Because it's a Carmelis, it may be a Mokum Ptor. Dalar Amos from Shusarabim is much more of a likely Isser. Taisa says that when you carry from Shusayach to Shusarabim, it's noticeable that you're going from one Rishus to another Rishus. And that will serve as a reminder that you're not allowed to do so. However, when you're carrying Dalam Shusarabim, there's no natural barrier that will remind you that you're doing the wrong thing. So the question is, why that the Rishonim, the Ritva asks, that why does the Gemara say that we're not allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos? Because Chazal were concerned, Gzerishem Yirena Abraham Shusarabim, why didn't they say you're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos? Because we're not allowed to play any instrument on Shabbos, as the Gemara Masech Tebeit teaches us, that Chazal said you're not allowed to play any instrument on Shabbos, Shema Yisakein Klishir, you may come to repair it. So Ritva answers that the answer is obvious. The Chazal obviously, we're not coming to say that we should never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If that's what Chazal meant to say, then the Torah says we should blow the shofar. So therefore, explains the Ritva, even though there may be a concern of Shem Yisak and Klishir, that you may come to fix the instrument, Chazal said that the mitzvah blowing shofar supersedes that. But Shem Yavarenu B'Rishus HaRabim is only applicable when it's on Shabbos. And therefore, the Chazal did not make a gzeira about Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, but Chazal did make a gzeira of Shem Yavaren and Dal Amos Rosh HaSarabim. The Tashbatz asks, so we're going to learn later in Mitzvah Shem that the way the Jewish calendar was set up was that a Shana Rabbah should never come out on a Shabbos. So why, asked the Tashbatz, was the Jewish calendar also not set up that it should never be that you should have Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos? So there are many answers that are given. Number one, if you're going to make that it should never be on Sunday, it should always be on Sunday, there may be a big difference between when the Moilah takes place, when the Moilah could take place Thursday evening, and Rosh Hashanah wouldn't be till Sunday. Furthermore, if Rosh Hashanah is going to be never on Shabbos, then what we're trying to achieve, that a Shana Rabbah should never be a Shabbos, will be very difficult to achieve. And Chazal were more concerned that a Shana Rabbah should not fall on Shabbos than they were concerned that Rosh Hashanah should not be on Shabbos. The Ritva furthermore says that why does the Gemara also say the Megillah? Because his question is that if Tekiah Shofar and if Lulav, which are Medaraisa, Chazal said we shouldn't do on Shabbos, so certainly Megillah, which is only the Rabbanon. So he answers, because Megillah is very similar to Kriyas HaTorah. And since Megillah is very similar to Kriyas HaTorah, and we always obviously do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, maybe therefore we would think that Megillah may also be done on Shabbos, teaches us the Gemara that Megillah is not done on Shabbos. So our Gemara just taught us that in certain circumstances, there's a gzeira not to do something on Shabbos, Shema Yavarenu, Dal Amos B'Rishus HaRabim. And certain times we find that Chazal did not make that gzeira. The best example is a bris milah. We know that if a child is born on Shabbos, so therefore the eighth day for his bris milah falls on Shabbos. We make the bris milah even on Shabbos, and we don't find anywhere in Shas and Halacha that Chazal say, well, don't make the bris because we should be concerned. So why not? So Tosfos says that a number of points. Since Tosfos says that the milah is so important, that Yud Gimel Brises, 13 Brises HaKadosh Baruch Hu made around the milah. Moreover, Tosfos says that typically the only person who does the actual bris milah is a mohel, who's an expert, not only an expert in knowing how to make a bris milah, but he's also expert in knowing what you're allowed to do in Shabbos and what not. Therefore, Chazal did not see the need to make a gzeira. The Michtam answers, there's a very big difference between bris milah and shofar and megillah and lulav. Bris milah is something that's relevant to only one individual on the Shabbos that he has to make a bris for his son. So over there, Chazal were not that concerned that a mistake may happen. But when we talk about the mitzvahs that we're mentioning in our Gemara, which apply to so many mitzvahs, to apply to every Jew needs to take the Alminim, and every Jew needs to hear the Shofar, and every Jew has to hear the Megillah, that's where there's a much greater concern. But then there's a teretz that the Taz gives. The Taz says that, the Pasuk says, regarding Bris Milah, and we learn from the pasuk of b'yoyim hashmini yimol b'sar alosoi, b'yoyim hashmini afil b'shabbos. Says the Taz that where the Torah goes out of its way to explicitly say that something is mutter, even though as we began our shir, and it's a very fundamental part of what we're learning today's shir, that Chazal have a right, assume mishmeres l'mishmarti, to say that something that the Torah says may be done, Chazal have the right to say it shouldn't be done. Chazal don't say that in a place where the Torah explicitly said it may be done. And since the Torah explicitly said that a bris milah should be done on Shabbos if it's the eighth day, Chazal can't overturn that. So here we learned, there's a special rule that the Chazal were concerned for Gzeirah Shevi'avirena Abraham's Mishas Rabbim. So I saw that the Rishonim already asked, and the Rishonim and Rechonim asked, so why is the halacha that if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the Seder falls out Friday night, you still eat matzah, you still eat maror? Why shouldn't there be Gzeirah that Shevi'avirena Abraham's Mishas Rabbim? So I saw that the Mikroi Kodesh quotes the Maril Diskin, who says that the amount of matzah, maror, one has to eat is only a kazayis. And carrying a kazayis doesn't come with an issa deraisa. Chazal were concerned that one will violate an issa deraisa. But here, even if somebody will carry the matzah, it will not involve being over Nisadaraisa, that's why Chazal didn't make Gzeira. Another pshat that I saw that the Netziv suggests, that since Achilas Matzah is done late at night, the Seder is late at night, people will typically not go out at night. They were scared, people didn't walk in the street that much in those days at night, and therefore we no need to be concerned. Another pshat I saw is that the Matzah, even if you'll need to go to a Rav to teach you, the Rav doesn't have to teach you to eat. We all know how to eat. So even if somebody has a question around Hilchas Matzah, he doesn't have to carry the actual matzah to the Rav. And therefore, there's no concern that he's going to carry the matzah. But when it comes to the Dalminim, the question could be on the Dalminim. When it comes to the Shofar, the question could be on the Shofar. And therefore, we're more concerned by Dalminim and Shofar than we are on matzah. But then the question comes up, we just learned that if Purim falls on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Shemi Avarena Dalam Shus Rabbim. So ask the Taisus Yontif, so the same thing should be on Kriyas HaTorah. Every Shabbos we lane, but ask the Taisus Yontif, why should we not be concerned, Shemi Avarena Dalam Shus Rabbim, that somebody's going to carry the Sefer Torah? So one teretz that he gives is that since Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning We already began learning, reading that parasha last week, Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday. So the people are much more familiar. The people are much more familiar. The Baal Kaira is already much more familiar with the Kriyas HaTorah, and we're not concerned that he's going to have questions that he's going to go to the Rav. Of course, the question is, on Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday, we only read till Sheni. On a Shabbos, we're reading the whole parasha. So I saw that there's a very fundamental teretz. The chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah and the chiyuv of Megillah, Shofar, and Lulav are fundamentally different. The chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah, Kriyas HaTorah, is not a chiyuv on the individual. The chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on the tzibur. The tzibur has to read the Torah on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah to the tzibur. The chiyuv of these mitzvahs, which we are discussing in our shir today, is a chiv on the individual. When we're talking about the tzibur, we're not concerned that the tzibur is going to make such a fundamental error and carry the Sefer Torah on Shabbos. There's a concept that the Gemara says often, tzibur mitkriya hadodi. The tzibur remind each other. So if somebody in the tzibur is going to want to carry a Sefer Torah, the other people in the tzibur will remind him that it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry. But when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, or Shofar, or Lulav, it's not a chiv on the tzibur. It's a chiv on the individual. And therefore, since it's a chiv on each individual separately, there the halacha may, there we have to be much more concerned. Shema Yavarenu Da'alam Shusrabim. So there's a very interesting question. We're learning now that Chazal said that if Shabbos, one shouldn't take the Dalaminim. That means even if the first day Sukkot is on Shabbos, we know we don't take the Dalaminim, Shemi Yavarenu. The question is, if somebody did take the Dalaminim on Shabbos, was he Mekayim a mitzvah? Because Midaraisa, there certainly is a mitzvah to take the Dalaminim on Shabbos. Or was he not Mekayim a mitzvah? What will be the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be if he made a mistake, and it's the first day of Yontav Shabbos. He took the dalaminim, and we know the first time you take the dalaminim, you make the bracha on the tilas lulav, but you also make on the first day a shechianu. So this individual made a shechianu. Will he make a shechianu on the next day? If we say that he fulfilled the mitzvah, so there's no reason for him to make a shechianu the next day. You only make a shechianu the first time you fulfill the mitzvah. He already fulfilled this mitzvah. He wouldn't make a shechianu. But if we say that what Chazal said is we have the right to say that even though it's a mitzvah, we have a right to, that the Torah gave us the right to say that there's a mitzvah, but we could annul that mitzvah, so then the halacha would be that what he did wasn't a mitzvah. And therefore, the shechianu was a meaningless shechianu. It will be a brachal of atala, but it won't be a mitzvah. And therefore, such a person, even though he blew the shofar on the first day, and even though he blew the shofar, took the lulav the first day, and made a shechianu, he would still have to make a shechianu on the second day of Yontav again. And as I said, this is a very, very big machloikis, the mashag. The Prima Godim seem to be of the opinion that your Yotze, the mitzvah, even though Chazal said you shouldn't do it. There are others, however, it seems that that's the opinion of the Gra, and the Shailas HaTshuvas Beis Shloima are all of the opinion that if you took the Dalaminim on Shabbos, even though the Torah does allow, but once Rabbanan said that you may not do so, if you do so, it's considered that you did an Avera. Ask the Gemara, if the reason Chazal said you shouldn't take the lulav on Shabbos is because we're concerned Shem Yavaren Da'alam Shusarabim, says the Gemara B'Yom Rishonami. So even on the first day Yontif, the halacha is you shouldn't be allowed to take the Dalaminim if it's Shabbos. And our Mishnah says that if the first day is Shabbos, you are allowed to take the Dalaminim on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Rishon Tekinah L'Rabbanan B'Beisai. The Rabbanan and our Mishnah said that you can't just carry the lulav out. You can only do it in your home. And since you can only take the Dalaminim in your home, we're not concerned that you're going to carry it outside. So, of course, the Rishonim ask, if that's the teretz that the Gemara wants to say, that once Chazal say that you do it in your house, there's no problem, so then the same thing should have been said about the shofar, and the same thing should have been said about the Megillah. You should do it at home, and we won't have to be worried about Dalet Am Shusarabim. So I saw that the Rishonim answer that mitzvah of Dalet Minim is a different mitzvah than shofar and Megillah. Shofar and Megillah are typically done b'tzibur. And therefore, Chazal could not say, do it at home. The lulav is not really a mitzvah of the tzibur, and that's why Chazal could say, do it at the home. But as the Gemara, as we learned in the Mishnah, that was a later takana that they said that it should be done at home. So then you could say that, you could say, we're not worried, Shemi Avarena Dalam Shusarabim, because you only could take the Dalaminim at home. But as the Gemara, before they made this rule, how could they have said that you could take it on Shabbos? Why aren't they concerned? Shemi yavarena dalam b'shus rabim. Rather, says the Gemara, El Rishon the Isim in Atayra begvulin. The first day Yontif were even outside of the Beis Hamikdash. There's a chiv daraisa to take the dalaminim. That's why Chazal was so said legoz barabonin. Chazal didn't want to touch that rule. The Chazal did not want to be mevatel the mitzvah of taking dalaminim on the first day of Yontif because it's such a important mitzvah. An important mitzvah, Chazal didn't want to touch it. The other days of Yontif, where there is no chiv d'raisa, Chazal said we're concerned about Shemi Yavarena. If Shabbos is one of the other days of Yontif, Chazal said we're concerned about Shemi Yavarena dalam b'shus rabim and don't take the dalaminim. Hanach, the less numen atar begvulin, the other days that are, there is no chiv mederaisa outside of Beis HaMikdash to take the dalaminim, that's why Gozbar Rabbanan, Chazal said, don't do it, Shem Yavrena. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, ihochi edinami, so even Bezman Azeh, where the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, but there's still a chiv deraisa on the first day to take the aluminum. And it was saying, since it's such an important rule, Chazal didn't want to touch it. So why Bezman Azeh, as we've been discussing, if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, we don't take the aluminum? Answers the Gemara. Anan lo yedinim b'kvid yarcha. At the beginning, the way it worked was the Bezdin was Mekadish the Chodesh al-Piri'iyah. Two Edom had to come and say that they saw the new moon. And once they accepted their testimony, they declared Rosh Chodesh. Then they would send out Shlichim to let everybody know when was Rosh Chodesh. But most places in Chutz Laretz, the Shlichim did not arrive in time before Yontif. And therefore, they did not know which day was Yontif. And because of that, they weren't sure which day was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they weren't sure which day was Yontif. They kept 2 days of Yontif misafik. And therefore, what they were doing is, no matter what, one of those 2 days must be the day of Yontif. Later on, when Hillel HaNasi saw that there were no longer but Edinim who were qualified and who had the smicha that they could establish the new Chodesh, the new month, with the Edis, they went and established the Jewish calendar, which goes till this day. So, and at that point, the people in Eretz Yisrael and the people outside of Eretz Yisrael shouldn't make a difference, because we all have the established calendar. But the Gemara in Masechet Beis Daf Dalet Amud Beis teaches us, still Chazal told the people in Bavel to keep 2 days of Yontif, because they were concerned that the way Hillel established that we could figure out when is Rosh Chodesh will be forgotten through Golus. And therefore, Hillel said, keep the 2 days Yontif, even in Chutz Laretz afterwards. Another reason is because Minig Avosenu B'Yodeinu. Because once we established 2 days Yontif in Chutz Laretz, Hillel didn't want to stop it, even though the reason is no longer there. So says the Gemara, Anan, Lo Yedinim B'Kviyah D'Yarcha, we're talking at the period where we didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. So Chazal, even though they're interested in protecting that the Dalam Minim should be taken on the first day of Yontif, if it's only if we know for sure today is Yontif. But if we're not certain that today is Yontif, then we're not going to allow, say Chazal, we're not going to let you take the Dalam Minim. But ask the Gemara, Inan, but that's good for the people in Chutz La'aretz that aren't certain when is Yontif. However, ask the Gemara, Inu, the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Yad B'Kfir D'Yarcha, that they do know when it's Rosh Chodesh and do know for certain when it's Yontif, Litchu, then again, the question comes back. They should take the lulav, the dalam minim, on the first day on Shabbos because of the importance of this mitzvah. Says the Gemara and the Chanami. Yes, in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Beis Hamikdash is not standing, they took the dalam minim if the first day was on Shabbos. Because says the Gemara, the Tani Chado, the Mishnah teaches us in Daf Mem Beis and Beis, beyond the Varisha Shechalis, B'Shabbos, Kol Om, Malichan, Salulayim, Laharabayis. So we see clearly in the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Dalam Minim on the first day of Yontif, even if it was a Shabbos. But Tanya Yidach, but there's another Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph on the Beis that says, Yontif Rishon Shechalius B'Shabbos, Kol Am Alichem Es Lulevei in LeBeis HaKnesses. Why here does the Mishnah say Beis HaRabayis? And here does the Braisa say, the Mishnah say HaRabayis? Beis HaKnesses, Shema Minot, Kam Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdashkayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they went to the Beis HaMikdash. Kam Bezman Shem Beis HaMikdashkayim. They don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but they went to shuls. But they always took it on the first day Yontav in Eretz Yisrael, Shema Minot. Ask the Gemara. We established that the first day Yontav, there's a Chiv Daraisa to take the Dal Minim, not only in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara. The Isim and HaTorah B'Gvulim and Olan. How do we know that there's such a Chiv outside of the Beis HaMikdash on the first day Yontif? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, V'lekachtem l'chem b'yom harishim priya etzhodor, kapis tamarim v'anafa etzhoviz v'arvei nachal, v'semachtem l'fnei Hashem alekeichem, shivas yomim. V'lekachtem teaches us, shetei l'kicha b'yad kolech v'echad. Every single Jew has an independent obligation to take the Dal Minim. Lechem, mishalachem. You have to own it. Lahitzi, as we've learned, hasol as a gozel. If you borrowed a lulav, you stole a lulav, you're not able to use that for the dalam minim. B'yoyim, v'afil b'shabbos. The pasuk says, b'yoyim, to teach us that even on Shabbos, we take the dalam minim. Rishon, and then the Torah adds the word rishon, afil b'gvulin. That even outside of Beis HaMikdash, does that halacha applies. Harishon, Melamed shad ena doicha, that it doesn't el yontav rishon bavad. The when is there a chiv? On the first day yontav and no other days. So there's a very interesting question that the achrayim discuss. We're learning that there are two mitzvahs in the mitzvah of dal minim. There's a mitzvah everywhere to take on the first day yontav, the dal minim. And then there's another halacha that in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not limited to the first day Yontif, but it's for the entire 7 days of Yontif. So the Achrayim discuss, is that on the first day of Yontif, where the way we're learning, we just explained, everywhere, no matter where you are, there's a chiv to take the Dalam Minim. How is that to be understood? Is that to be understood? It's on the first day Yontif, everywhere in the world, there is the same mitzvah. Or is it to be understood that there's two separate mitzvahs? There's a mitzvah outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah on everybody, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. But that's only on the first day Yontif. And then there's another mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash. What would be the nafkamina? If somebody was outside of the Beis HaMikdash and he took the Dalam Minim on the first day of Yontif, and now he arrives at the Beis HaMikdash. If it's all the same mitzvah, so I already fulfilled the mitzvah, and there's no reason to take the Dalam Minim again. If, however, it's a different mitzvah, so now I have opportunity to do another mitzvah. I did one mitzvah of taking the Dalam Minim outside the Beis HaMikdash, and now I'm going to have another mitzvah of taking the Dalam Minim in the Beis HaMikdash. Amamar. So we just learned in the Braisa, B'yoyim afil b'Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Michti, Tilta ba'almahu, what is the Isser involved in picking up the Dalam Minim? This of picking up the Dalam Minim would only be a question of Muksa. Muksa is not a Daraisa. Muksa is only the Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, Itzrich Krah L'Mishri Tiltul, do we need a pasuk to tell us that something which is only Osam Adarabonan may be performed on Shabbos? As far as the Daraisa is concerned, there is no Issa Muksa. If there is no Issa Muksa Midaraisa, there is no reason for the Torah to tell us that we're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Lo Nitzcha Ela Machshirei Lulav. Of course, taking the Dalaminim itself involves no Isser. But sometimes there's the Machshirei Mila, the thing, the Machshirei Lulav, what you need to do to get the lulav, cut the lulav, etc. And the Aliv Daitana, and this Pasuk is teaching us the Tanya, Lulav Chamachshir, not only taking the Dalaminim, but doing anything that you need to have a Dalaminim, so Gemara is teaching us, as Rashi explains, that according to Rabbi Elazar, if somebody did not have Dalaminim announced the first Ayant of Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar would allow him to detach a lulav from the tree on the first day of Sukkot, even if it's Shabbos. So now the question is, the Prima Gadim asks a question, could one fulfill the mitzvah of Dalaminim with Dalaminim that's still attached to the ground? So says the Aderis, from our Gemara, from our Rashi, we see that the Dalaminim must be detached from the ground in order to perform the mitzvah. Because Rashi just says that we have a person that now it's Shabbos, he doesn't have Dalaminim, and the Rebbe Elazar is saying, I'm allowing him to be Mechalul Shabbos to take down the Dalaminim. But the question is, if you could be Yoytza the Mitzvah of Dalaminim when they're still attached to the ground, why would we allow him to be Mechalul Shabbos? Says that Deris, that Rashi obviously holds that you cannot be Yoytza the Mitzvah of Dalaminim when they're still attached to the ground. The Masham differentiates between a lulav, which is still in the ground, and one that's growing from a flower pot. Says the Masham, that if the lulav, the adasim, are still attached to the tree, to the ground, so you can't do nanuim. And we've learned in our Masechta so many times how important the mitzvah of nanuim is in the performance of the mitzvah of dalaminim. However, if the lulav or the other minim are in a flower pot, so then that doesn't prevent us from being able to do nanuim. And therefore you could do the mitzvah even though they're still attached to in the flower pot. The Tzlach, however, says that the raya that the Aderis and the Masham are trying to bring from Rashi is not compelling. For he explains, it could well be that you could only be Mekayim, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah even when it's attached. But let's say your lulav is attached in one place, and your esrog is attached in another place. You can't have them together because they're attached. And maybe you could be yoytze the mitzvah when they're attached. But if they're attached and they're not near each other, I'm going to have to, says Rashi according to Rabbi Elazar, pick one to bring them together. So according to the Tzlach's understanding, if you have three that were detached, you will not be allowed to attach the fourth one. Even if you have two that are attached, you're only allowed to detach one and carry it to where the other one is to minimize the need to cut on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my time, the Rebbe Elazar, that we just explained, the Rebbe Elazar holds that even Machshirei Lulav may be done on Shabbos. Dama Krab Yoim, and the Tosfos says of means Ifilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, we can do what we need to do. Rabbanan, who disagree and hold that Machshirei Lulav may not be done in Shabbos, ask the Gemara, Hai b'yoyim my avdalei, what did I learn from the word b'yoyim? The teachers m'boylei v'yoyim b'loy b'layla, that the mitzvah of dalaminim is only performed by day, not by night. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar b'yoyim v'loy b'layla b'nolei, where does Rebbe Elazar notice in from? Answers the Gemara, Nafklei m'sefer the krah. The pasuk says, v'samachtam f'nei Hashem l'keichon shivas yomim, we learn yomim v'loy laylus, the dalaminim is only by day, not by night. So why don't the Rabbanan learn from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Rabbanan, Ima asam havim mina nelef yomim yomim sukkah. We should learn exer shava yomim yomim for sukkah. And malahalan, just like by sukkah we know that one has to be in the sukkah, yomim v'afilu leilis, by day and by night, the halacha avkanami should be yomim v'afilu leilis, that you could do the mitzvah dalaminim even by night. So ask the Gemara, we have now established that Dalaminim is only done by day, and Sukkah is done by day and night. Ask the Gemara of a Sukkah Gufa Menolan, and from where we indeed know that halacha, that Sukkah is by day and night, answers the Gemara, the Tanna Rabbanan, the Pasuk says regarding the mitzvah of Sukkah, but Sukkah's Teishu Shivas Yomim. So we learn, Yomim Vafilu Lailas. Ask the Braisa, at the Oyma Yomim Vafilu Lailas, who says to explain the Pasuk is that days and even nights, Oyena, or maybe the way to understand the Pasuk is Ela Yomim Vafilu Lailas, that only by day is there a chiv to sit in the Sukkah and not by night. Vidinhu. And we can even make an argument, a logical argument, to come to such a conclusion. Nemekan Yomim, the Torah by the mitzvah Sukkah says Yomim. Vanela Nembelulov, and the Torah regarding the Dalminim says Yomim. Ma'ala Halan, as we just learned, Yomim Veloy Lailas, that the mitzvah of Dalminim is only performed by day. Afkan, maybe by Sukkah, should also be Yom Veloy Lailas. Oi, suggests the Gemara, Kalach Laderazah. We could go in a different direction. Nema Kan, by the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Torah says Yomim. Venema Bimeluim, when the Mishkan was erected and to Kahanim started doing the avoid in the Mishkan, we started with the Shivas Yimlei Hamaluim. Those were the days that the Mishkan was inaugurated, the Kahanim who did the avoid in the Mishkan were inaugurated, and the Torah in Parashat Tzav discusses at great length what happened during those 7 days. And one of the things that the Torah says, that during the 7 days, the Kahanim had to remain in the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, Nema Kan Yomim, the Torah says here the word Yomim, and the Torah says by Meluim, the Pasuk says, O Pesach Oil Maid, Teshu Yomim Velaylo, Shivas Yomim, Ma'ala Halan, just like by the Shivas Meluim, the Lochas Yom Vaflaylas, day and night, Afkan, so too by Sukkah, we'll say Yomim means Vafila Laylas. So the Braisa says, we have a dilemma. We don't know which way to explain Yom, how to explain the word Yomim that the Torah says by Sukkah. Does it mean only by day or day and night? Do we learn it from the Shiva Shimei Meluim, or do we learn it from the Dal Minim? Says the Braisa, Nir Lami Doima, what is a better match? Donin, Dovah Shemitzvasu Kala Yoyim, something that you have to do all day long. You eat, you sleep all day. Midovah Shemitzvasu Kala Yoyim, which is what happened by the Shivas Shmei Meluim, they ate and they drank and they slept in the Mishkan camp. And Vayechiach Midovish Mitzvah Shachas, whereas the Dalaminim is only done for one moment when you Makayim the Mitzvah. On the other hand, you can make an argument, says the Gemara, a Kalcha Derezeh, Dovah Dovish Mitzvah Ladoiris, Sukkah is an obligation that is on Klai Yisrael for all future generations. Midovish mitzvah ladoiris, so too is Luluf, an obligation that we have for all future generations. Vayechichu Meluim, whereas Meluim was a one-time event, Sheino Hagim ladoiris. So again, now the question is, do we don't have a better match? So we're back to our question, how do we know that the mitzvah Sukkah applies by day and by night? Tam Meluim, that's why the Pasuk says, Teishu, Teishu. By Sukkah, the Torah uses the words Teishu. By the Shiva Shemei Meluim, the Torah uses the word Teishu to learn Gzeira Shava. Nema Kan, the Sukkah's Teishu Shiva Shemim. The Nema Meluim, Pesach Arel Moi, Teishu Yomim V'layla. Ma'ala Halon, just like by the Shiva Shemei Meluim, the mitzvah applied Yomim V'afilu Lailas, day and night. Af Kan, here too Yomim V'afilu Lailas. So we learned in the Mishnah that if the Hashanah Rabbah falls on Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, they did the mitzvah Rava even on Shabbos Hashanah Rabbah. Says the Gemara, a Rava b'Shvi, if to take the Hashanah on the seventh day of Yontif, if it falls on Shabbos, is Doicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my time of Doicha Shabbos, why is it so important that it could be Doicha Shabbos? Why don't we say, explain the Rishonim, as we learned extensively earlier in the shir, that we should be concerned that Shemi Yavirena Dalar Amos Brishus Shemi Yavirena Dalar Amos, that you're going to carry that Ravas on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yochanan, even though we have this indeed concern of Shemi Yavirena Dalar Amos Brishus Rabbim, but we have another consideration. Kedei Lefar Samoshim in the Torah, to let everybody know that the obligation to take the Ravas is a Daraisa. It's not just some minig ba'alma. Ask the Gemara, if that's the point, Yehochi lulav namilitcha. So then the halacha is that if it's Shabbos falls one of the 7 days of Yontif, not just the first day, the chiv of taking the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash is a chiv deraisa on every day of Sukkos. So should we not, why shouldn't we say that if it's Shabbos, even though it's not the first day of Yontif, the halacha ought to be that it's litchi. We should be allowed to take the dalaminim on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, no matter what day of Yontif it is, kedei lefarsim ha'yishum yitayra, that we should make everybody aware that it's a chiv deraisa. Answers the Gemara. Lula, by Lula, we have the concern, as we've been saying, Gzeirim Shem Derava, Rabba's concern, Shema Yavarena Dal Ams Bishas Rabbim. Ask the Gemara, so if that's your concern, Yehocha Arava Nami Nigzer. By Rava, we have the same concern as well. Answers the Gemara, Arava Shluchi Bez the Mesela. Who brought the Arava? It was not done by everybody. It was brought by special Shluchi Bezdin. And the people, they were, and just like we have often in Shas, Kahanim as reason, the Kahanim who do the Avodah are very careful to do it properly. By them, we need not be concerned that they're going to come to carry it. Lulav, however, Lakal Moser, everybody, as we keep on repeating in our shir, has to take the Dalaminim. Since everybody has to take the Dalaminim, we're concerned that somebody may come to carry it. Why was the Arava limited to the Kahanim? Because the avoid of the Rava was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. It was brought into the area by the Ulam LeMizbeach. And the halacha is that Yisraelim are not allowed to even enter the Ezra's Kahanim. They're certainly not allowed to enter the area of the Ulam LeMizbeach. And therefore, we're not concerned about the Yisraelim. They're not really that involved. Who is involved? The one that's primarily involved, the Kahanim, who may enter that area. And by them, we're not concerned that they're going to make a mistake and carry on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Yehochi, if that's the case, that by a Rava we don't have really that concern that somebody's going to carry, so then why is the halacha that only on Hashana Rabbah, which falls on Shabbos, we're allowed to carry that Rava? Kol yom nami litcha. Whatever day of the week it falls, the halacha should be that we should bring that Rava in the Beis HaMikdash. Answer the Gemara, Asa lefukukei belulav. We don't want people to think that the mitzvah of lulav is less important than mitzvah rava. Why? Because we're taking that rava every day. Doesn't make a difference what day of Yontif it is, even on Shabbos. And the lulav we're only doing on the first day of Yontif. Ask the Gemara, v'litchi b'yontif rishon. So why do we do that? So we want to show the importance, the Gemara said, of the mitzvah Arava. And that's why even if Hashanah Rabbah falls on Shabbos, we do it on Shabbos. This says the Gemara, why do we wait for Hashanah Rabbah, the seventh day of Yontif? Why don't we do it on the Yontif Rishon, the first day Yontif? Just like Lulav on the first day Yontif, we do on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, should this be done on the first day Yontif, even if it's Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, because we won't be able to see that the Arava is special. Loi mucha milsa, won't be obvious, the mitzvah of Arava. They'll say, Amri lulav de kadachi. People will say that the lulav, as we've been learning, since in the first day is the main chiv, we do it on Shabbos, and that's why we allow to do the Arava. So we won't show how important Arava it is. Ask the Gemara. So if that's the point, we could understand why not the first day. But ask the Gemara, v'litchi v'chad mahanach, let it be one of the other days of the week. Answers the Gemara, kivan, the Mafkas Lemarishan, we explain why the first day is not an option, so therefore Ukma Shvi, we say the last day. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, Nami, Ihochi, Ahidna Nami Litcha, even Bizman Azeh, where the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, still, if Hashanah Rabbah falls on Shabbos, we should be allowed to do it on Shabbos to show how important this mitzvah is. Answers the Gemara, Analo Yedin B'Kvidu Yarcha. Going back to what we discussed early in our shir, we are not quite certain which day is Yontif. If we would have known that it's Yontif, we would be allowed to do it. But we're not sure which day is Yontif. So that's the Gemara. That works for Chutzlarts. However, Inu, the Yad B'Kvidu Yarcha, that could be explained for the people in Chutzlarts. But the people in Etzisrael, the Yad B'Kvidu Yarcha, that know when Yontif falls, litchi, why can't they do it on Shabbos? Answered the Gemara, ki asa b'hedya, amma lo ikla. The calendar, we mentioned this at the beginning of the shir, that the calendar was established that Toshana Rabbah will never fall on Shabbos. Because they had this dilemma. On one hand, they wanted to show how important the mitzvah of Arava is, because the Tzedakim did not believe in the mitzvah of Arava. On the other hand, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chiv the Raisa of Arava. So they set up the calendar that the calendar should never allow that Hashanah Rabbah should be on Shabbos. Kiyasu Ravim L'Nechusei, when Rava came from Eretz Yisrael and all the Chachamim that accompanied him, Amra Ikle, it sometimes Hashanah Rabbah can be on Shabbos, and still V'loidachi, we don't do a Rava on Hashanah Rabbah Shabbos. Elakasha, but why not? We know it's Hashanah Rabbah. We want to show how important the mitzvah of Rava is. So it should be Doicha Shabbos, even if Hashanah Rabbah is on Shabbos. Amma, Rabbi Yosef, man lemalon, who told you that Rava ben Atila? Who says that the mitzvah of a Rava is to shake it and then put it back to Mizbeach? Dilma Mizkifa, the entire mitzvah is just to put it next to Mizbeach. Nothing else is really the mitzvah. And therefore, now when the Beis HaMikdash unfortunately is no longer standing, there's no mitzvah with our Rava. And that's why it's not Doicha Shabbos. Esve Abaya asks Abaya, we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lulav Arava, Shishiv Shiva. Sometimes we do the mitzvah of Dalaminim, sometimes we do the mitzvah of Arava 6 days of the Yontif, and sometimes 7 days of Yontif. Mailav, Kalulav, Malulav. The Mishnah is connecting the din of Lulav and the din of Arava. Now, by Lulav, it's clear that what is the mitzvah of Lulav? How do you fulfill that mitzvah in Atila? By taking the Lulav. The Gemara so many times in Amasechta said, Mide'afke, as soon as you pick it up, Yotza. So, af Arava, obviously, the way you fulfill the mitzvah is Benatila. So, how are you suggesting, asked the Gemara, that that's not the way to fulfill the mitzvah? Answers the Gemara, Mide'aria. Rabbi Yosef says, what kind of point that is that? There's a mitzvah of Lulav, there's a mitzvah of Arava, but the actual way of performing the mitzvah is not necessarily the same. Hakadisa v'akadisa. Eisvei asks Abaya, to Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah teaches us on Daf Mem Heyam and Aleph, B'chol Yoim, every one of the days, 6 first days of Sukkos, Makifan es Mizbeach Pamachas, they would circle the Mizbeach just once with their Arava. V'eisa Yoim, Meshav upon him. On Hashanah Rabbah, they circled the Mizbeach 7 times. My laugh doesn't mean by Rava. So we see that the mitzvah Rava is not just putting it down by the Mizbeach, but actually walking around. And that can be done even when the Mizbeach is not there. Loi, it's talking about the Lulav. Ask the Gemara, how can you say it's talking about the Lulav? V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Bavu, Arava, that Rava you walk around with. Amalei, hu amalach, by Rava. That's maybe what he said. That's talking about the Lulav. But the Arava, there's no mitzvah to walk around with. And that's why if Hashanah Rabbah would fall on Shabbos, he says we can't fulfill the mitzvah properly anyway of putting it by the Mizbeach, which is really the whole mitzvah. And that's why it's not Doicha Shabbos.